So maybe you've heard the term spiritual multiplication, this method of the master. As we look at how Jesus conducted himself and his plan to reveal the face of the Father and then to spread that throughout all of the world. He called the disciples to himself, and then within the disciples he called a few of those and spent a lot of time with them. And over his 3 years of public ministry, he equipped them to go out and to share the good news, to share with the world what they had received from him. This notion of tradition, of handing on what is received. And it continues on to today through our methods of evangelization and inviting people into discipleship. And we see that on display here in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. As Priscilla and Aquila, these two disciples, these two friends of St. Paul, are now carrying on the mission that they met this great man, Apollos, who knew some things, but his knowledge was incomplete. And with his bold preaching, they understood, Priscilla understood where his lacking was. So they pulled him to the side to help him to come to a more complete, a fuller understanding of Jesus. And this is our opportunity as well. As we live out our lives as disciples and we share the saving message of Jesus Christ, when we hear other people doing the same, we can come together and fill in the gaps. And so what's happening in this first reading in some way is a direct contradiction to some of what we hear these days in the last 50 or 60 years of just let people be. Be good enough in whatever you're doing. Don't worry about all the particulars. Now, don't straddle people with too many details, too many rules. Just let them be good enough. This is not the message. And this is not the method of the early church, and it shouldn't be ours today. We shouldn't be satisfied for people who are not living in the fullness of the truth. Of course, we don't do it with condemnation or with a harsh critical judgment. But because we as Catholics have received the fullness, so first we need to make sure that we're living in the fullness of the truth. That we read the scriptures, we study the catechism, that we practice the moral life, so that we can share that with others. But we ought not be satisfied when people have just parts of the truth. I mean, we can look, it's not a direct analogy or comparison, but how many great preachers are there who aren't Catholic today? Do we desire for them to come into the fullness? Your neighbors who may not be Catholic, but they know the Lord and they try to live according to the way? Your neighbor or your friends or your families, your family members who may have strayed away and have gone to a different, community of believers. Are you satisfied with at least they're still going to church? Or do you want to pull them to the side and ask them, fill in their gaps, and invite them back into the fullness? This is what's expected of us as disciples. And we do this because we are living in Christ Jesus. And as we're in this time of intense prayer for a renewed outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, we believe that we will receive the gifts and the fruits of the Spirit that will equip us to have these conversations with love, with charity, with humility. Have we asked for this? Jesus says, you haven't received because you haven't asked. Jesus says, I've come to tell you about the Father, to speak clearly about the Father. All of our images, all of our knowledge, all of our teachings, all of our doctrines are to help us to come into a deeper relationship with God the Father. And so we want to ask for that grace for ourselves to be moved closer to the Father, so that when we share the message of Jesus, we're bringing everyone along with us. Whatever you ask in my name, he will give you. In St. James' letter, chapter 4, he talks about all the quarrels among the community because they're in competition and they're jealous and they're greedy and there's backbiting. He said, you don't receive because you haven't asked. But when you do ask, you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. And so that's a kind of a purification for our prayer. We can't just say, well, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, so I'm going to get it. You know, name and claim, declare, you know, all this manifest nonsense that we hear. Just say it enough times, it'll come true. God wants you to give you every desire of your heart. God wants you to die to yourself so he can live inside of you. Ask for that grace so that the people around us will see Christ living in us in the fullness, and then they too will want to come. This intense period of prayer and preparation for the Holy Spirit is a beautiful time for us, the church, to be renewed in these gifts so that we can properly ask the Father, so that our joy will be complete, so that we can continue the mission and the method of the Master, so that all will come to know the saving power of Jesus. Let's pray for that grace to be faithful, joy-filled disciples and missionaries of the saving message of Jesus.